Visitor Operations and Experiences Manager Catherine McCusker talks to entomologist Mike Edwards and lead ranger Henry Barnard about some more of the fascinating invertebrates that exist all around the Surrey Hills.
That's incredible about the thatcher bee, Mike. I've seen them flying with like dried grasses in their grasps, but tell me about the cuckoo wasp though.
Right, well, so the bee makes this lovely little nest inside the snail shell, thatches it over nicely, but it doesn't manage to deal with the nasty little person who comes along. There's a little wasp that actually comes along, eats its way into, or gets its way into the cell, lays an egg and disappears. The egg stays there until the bee larva has eaten all the stored food, turns into a pupa, and then the wasp larva attacks.
Gosh. So you've got to love it. You've got to love lazy insects.
I think
the whole cuckooing lifestyle, who doesn't like a lazy animal? So rather than looking after its own young, rather than providing for them at all, you're saying this thing lets the bee build it a house, find all the food, lay its young, wait till it's eaten all the food that's done the work, and then chows down.
That's right. There's quite a few who do that in the whole group.